All right, we are back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and tuning in today. If you are interested in learning about investments, that's what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about all the different types of things that you can do. If you came in off the break, we were talking about the difference in the different types of mutual funds. And again, I would encourage you, visit roymatlockjr.com and download the guide called How Money Works. It will help you to really even further understand what we're doing. So visit roymatlockjr.com and do that. It's a free download. You'll love it. It's about 40 pages, and it really teaches you a lot about how investments work. And so why do we need to know about investments? Well, we need to know about it because, you know, at the end of the day, if you've heard the saying, if what you don't know won't hurt you, well, in this case, it will hurt you, because if you're not getting your money properly invested, then what you're doing is you're having your money not work for you. And later down the line, it will show up in the form of you won't have as much money because you didn't get it going. And so I always tell people that if you want to get ahead when it comes to savings, the first thing is you get educated. The second thing is once you get educated, you make a decision that you're going to do something, and then you automate that decision. And what I mean by automating it, automating is maybe it's your 401k at work where you say pull so much out, all right? Or maybe it's a IRA that you do or a retirement account of some type, and you have it automatically pulled out of your account. And so that way that allows you to automate your FIN number, and your FIN number is that amount of money you need in order to quit one day. So we automate it. We say, what's my FIN? My FIN is I want $100,000 a year, all right, in today's dollars. I'm going to retire in 30 years. And we put inflation in, and we say, well, that's $2.5 million. Well, how much do I need to save if I get 8% or 9%? And it comes up, and we say, it's $1,400. So you say, well, if I save $1,400 a month, I'm good, or whatever it may be. So what we do then is we have to choose a place to put it. We have mutual funds as an example. You can buy a stock fund, and in those stock funds, you're going to have different types of stock funds. You're going to have a large company stock. You're going to have a mid-size, you're going to have a small cap, you're going to have internationals, you're going to have what's called growth and income funds, where they invest in large companies that pay dividends. All right, that's what the income is dividends. And if you break it down, we have growth and income funds. We have, which are large, they invest large companies, stocks, and they pay dividends. They may own companies like Procter & Gamble or Exxon, stuff like that, where they're paying dividends. Then we have what's called a growth fund. A growth fund would own Google and Starbucks, where they're out expanding and doing stuff like that. Growth, meaning you buy it with the idea the stocks inside of there will go up. We have, from there, inside of growth funds, we have, mid-sized funds, large cap growth, and even we move into the small caps, and the small caps will be more your aggressive growth. And then also we have international funds and global funds. International invest outside the U.S. Only, and a global fund will invest all across the U.S. and the world. And so then what we do is we start allocating. We say, well, within stocks, we have this, then we have bonds. Now, if we go into bond funds are designed as the conservative portion of your portfolio. If you're young and you've got a long time, you're probably not going to be putting a lot in bonds. Everybody's different, but for the most part, you're not going to do that. But a bond fund has different types of bonds, from government bonds. They have tax-free bonds called municipal bonds. We have what is called a corporate bond. That's where a big company, big stable company, borrows money from the public and pays an interest rate. Stable, strong company. And then we have what we call high yields. High yields are junk bonds. You've heard of that. Why do they call it? Well, they're because they put money in companies' bonds that maybe are not quite as financially strong, but they get a bigger yield. So now what we've done is we're starting to understand all that. We have a money market account that's like similar to a bank account, and banks have money markets. But the bottom line is that it's for your very conservative liquid cash. And then right in the middle, we have what we call a balance fund. A balance fund is going to have stocks and bonds in it. So you got some conservative, some growth. All right. So when we're out there investing money, what we have to do, we have to understand that. So now if you start looking at that, you say, wow, here's my 401k options. And you're going to see it's going to have, your fixed accounts. Those are going to be probably, and then you got your equity, and fixed equity, maybe a money market, whatever it may be. And then you're going to go in there and allocate it. And what I tell people, for the most part, if you have an option to pick a target date series where they just say, hey, look, pick your year in which you think you're going to retire. You know, that's an easy solution. They stick that in there in order for the fund family. What they'll do is they'll just manage it based on your age and how long you have going out there, or you can go in and allocate it. Now, some of the benefits when you go into mutual fund that a lot of people, you may or may not know, but the first one is it's very liquid, and so you can get your money instantly. I mean, if you need it out now, you don't want to do it because it's a long-term investment. But if you need the money, you can get the money. It's not tied up or anything like that. It's not like an annuity or something like that. Now, if you have a retirement plan tied to it, you have to deal with whatever the tax consequences or the penalties if you're, you know, below 59 and a half might happen. But the long and short of it is that mutual funds are liquid. Mutual funds provide diversification. And what that means is it's not unusual for a fund, an individual fund, to own 200 to 400 companies in there. So you've heard never put all your eggs in one basket. So that allows you to do that. And if you go in and buy a portfolio of mutual funds, then guess what you have? You may have, 200, 300, 400 stocks and have 3 or 4 different types of funds. So you're just very diversified. It's across industries, across, the globe, whatever it may be. So you get a lot of diversification. You have minimal investment requirements. Like I said, I started my first one with $50 a month. You can still do that. So I always tell anybody that's young, just start saving $50 a month. Do something. Have it automatically drafted. And then you get the benefit of the professional money manager who's out there managing that. And you can get all different types of funds that are out there. So now, what are some of the different types of funds? So I'm going to give you as a general rule, you have index funds. And a lot of people have heard the word index funds. And why do you go into an index fund? The biggest index fund manager is going to be Vanguard. And an index fund, the idea is that we don't know what's going to happen, but let's just throw it across the S&P 500. And that index owns 500 stocks, the top 500 based on market cap. And so then what they do is they say, well, we're every day going to reallocate our portfolio to be representative of the size of the company. So if we have a company that, say, Facebook is 3% of the S&P 500, then you're going to own 3%. And so automatically you don't do anything. You just throw it in there. You forget about it. They don't manage it. They just manage the allocation. And the benefit of an index fund is that over a long period of time, index funds have averaged about 10% historically over a lifetime. That means your money doubles about every 7 years. The cost on them are very inexpensive. All right. So if you just throw it in there, forget about it. They're not managing it, so you're not paying a lot to have that in the management fee. So there's some of the benefits. The negatives with it is that they're not managed and they're always invested. And so therefore, sometimes you have to be concerned about volatility. And also, index funds tend to get weighted on the stocks that have gone up the most. So you got a little bit more volatility involved in that. So that's an index fund. When we come back from our break, we're going to go in and talk about the other types, which you have value funds and we have growth funds. And so, and those are different management styles. American Funds is an example. You know, these are the three top I'm mentioning. I'm not making recommendations, but I'm saying American Funds tends to be value. Value tends to buy companies that are more undervalued, all right, with the idea that they make their money at the purchase. A growth stock manager is going to buy something that's more growth-oriented. They think it doesn't matter what we're paying now. It's going to keep going up. Fidelity Investments tends to be more of a, you know, growth stock manager. So in doing all this, I'm not making recommendations on any of them. I'm just kind of giving you an idea. When you're looking at it, you say, you know, I've heard of those names. Okay, what does that mean? All right. And so when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into what is a value fund, what is that? And then I'm going to get into what a growth fund is. We already talked about what an index fund is. And then at that point, you'll get a better idea on it. So, hey, real quick, if you need help on your money, we are here to help you. If you go to roymatlockjr.com, you can schedule a quick phone call to do a 15-minute to 30-minute phone review. We do Zoom. We do all that kind of stuff. And we still meet with you. If you feel comfortable doing that, you can come into the office. But visit roymatlockjr.com. Again, today's show is geared toward How Money Works download if you want to do that. Also, if you would like to get way more details, you know, and really catch up, go to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour podcast. We will be right back after a short break.